Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. Remember the chaos and fun of high school, Lulu?
Oh, well, how could I forget it, Judge? It was probably some of the best times of my life. It's good to think back, isn't it? Thinking back on nostalgia moments from high school.
What's your favourite moment?
Oh, God, too many to name, Judge. Too many to name.
Well, enough about the blokes you kissed and more into Lou and I reliving all our high school years in Heartbreak High Season 2. It's a bloody good time.
I could have carried on about how, you know, I was very good at speech and drama. I won many awards, Jack.
Yeah. The glory days, Lou.
Yeah. But it's a good season. I've been binge watching it. It's good classic Aussie humour, which is what we like. It's sexy. It's not afraid to poke fun at itself, which is pretty much exactly what we mean well is and what we do to each other most days.
It is a little less woke this season. You know, very, very funny and deeply Aussie.
You know what? Also, it doesn't matter if it's a distant memory high school for you, because it's nice to look back. And when you watch it, you feel like you're back in high school and you go, oh, I can relate to all of this.
Distant memory, huh? For you.
Well,
I graduated only a couple of years ago, I think. Look, everyone can join in on the fun with Heartbreak High Season 2. It's out now on Netflix. Do not miss it.
Get around it.
I've got a theory.
Oh, we're starting the podcast with a theory.
Yeah.
Better not be controversial. We're 3 seconds in.
I don't think it's controversial.
Yeah, but what you think is not controversial is different to what others think.
That's hurtful. So we're starting the podcast off with really, very hurtful things.
Yep.
Is that what we're doing?
Yep.
I've just got a theory. All right, it's a simple theory. You know how we're all advanced? You know what I mean? We got fucking telephones, rockets to the fucking
AI.
Al. You know what I mean? You got Al. Got all this shit. I still find it funny, though, in all this, in this world of pure technological innovation, that, like, we're still attracted to bones, the bones of people. We're still so primal. We're, like, we're literally just monkeys with technology.
Well, are you saying you'd want to
fuck a skeleton?
Yeah. No, or, like, it kind of sounds like what you're saying is that you want to, like, fuck a roller coaster.
Let's break. I need to run me through.
Well, because you said that we're still attracted to bones, and then you're saying we've got all this technology. Are you saying that we should be attracted to, like, AI or, like,
No. I can see where I may have misled you.
Thank you.
But not really. I'm just sort of giving you – I'm just trying to make you feel better.
Cut that deal.
think about it. What makes you attracted to an individual? The bones in their face. People will be like, fuck, look at that jaw. Look at those cheekbones. You know what I mean? You're attracted to bones. When you marry someone, you give them a rock. You go, they're rock, you mine now, because me give this shiny rock. It's primal shit. You understand what I'm saying?
But this is evolution.
Run me through that statement. Don't just say words, buddy, and think I'm not going to come at you. Run me through.
Well, Jack, this is how things develop over time.
But
you see, as Aristotle would say.
Specify what you're saying.
No, but, like, that's just, you know, things develop over time. And it's like how we still have milk from the, you know, now we still drink now.
Yeah, stop half finishing points. Make a fully fledged, fleshed out point.
This is your theory. I'm just doth adding to it.
Correct, but add to it without cutting yourself off. I want to know what you mean. This is a conversation.
We drank milk back in the days and now we still drink milk. Same with rice, porridge.
Yeah, but don't you think it's funny? Because what I've noticed, this is just me noticing this through social media. Because social media is predominantly just, it's visual, right? That's, I think, half the reason a lot of the content these days is shit. Because people are just hot, right?
Yep.
So a lot of the content is just like some hot chick doing the most basic fucking bullshit dance because she's hot, whatever. A lot of the content with the blokes is like these guys with like red hot jawlines, high cheekbones, and that's why the content's shit. Because we still have this fundamental...
Oh, yes.
I mean, like, they don't need to be creative because they're so attractive. Do you understand what I'm saying? And it's just funny to me that, like, people will be like, Jesus, look at that jaw. Like, it, growing up on a farm...
I don't think that'll ever change.
But growing up... Well, the paradigms of beauty shift. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, fucking Marilyn Monroe was the ultimate female body figure back in the 50s. Paradigm shift. But
history always repeats.
Yep.
Now I'd say Marilyn Monroe's body is back to what people would want in the 2020s.
So it's back. Is that what you're saying?
Well, for some.
Do you not find it interesting?
Yeah, I do. Just never thought about it.
But sometimes I do. Like, we still do mating displays. You know, people walk into pubs and peacock. You know peacocking?
Yes.
And I walk in and they're like looking like a fucking, it's like a mating display. We're so primal.
You still would give someone the eyes across the bar.
Yeah, it's never worked for me.
No.
So I just.
You got this.
I stop breathing. I go real red in the face. Usually ends in fainting.
I like your palmy. Do you put cheese on that?
No. G'day. So, did you order the Parmigiana? Or I actually prefer a barbecue-based Parmigiana, not a tomato-based Parmigiana.
You're doing with your eyes. Oh, sorry, could you... nice to meet you. We're just having a girls' night, eating our parmies.
Yeah, could I have a taste of your palmy? By the way, I don't mean the food. What's on your plate?
That's your best character.
What was his name again? Greg?
Was it, I don't know, but when you go, Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
Do you always shave your legs with butt razor? Where else do you shave?
Greg.
Oh, fuck, it's funny.
It was just one of my little thoughts, man. Yeah. Because, you know, when you're growing up on a farm, especially in a drought, there's a lot of death and destruction everywhere, a lot of dead livestock. So what we would do with the jawbones of the sheep is use them as guns, these cool teeth guns. Because the jaw, but they just, you know.
Like, as fun as kids.
As fun as kids. Yeah, boom, 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 boom. And I was like, it's funny that, like, we have them and that people... That's what they're attracted to these bones.
Yes.
So essentially...
Thank you for...
Essentially, we are skeleton fuckers.
Yes.
Just with ligaments and muscles and skin on top of them.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. A little fly buzzing around.
We'll just catch up later, I suppose.
How long have we been going for, dear?
Should we do the hotline?
Yeah, are we done?
Is that us? Is that us done?
Hey!
We done? Yeah, wrap it up.
Wrap up your willy.
You do what your daddy should have done. Wrap it up.
Disagree. I'm the favourite.
To whom?
Jill and Franco. Well, makes sense. Two older brothers and the baby.
No, they tell me. What were you going to say?
I am Jill's favourite.
Yeah. Definitely. Nah, she's starting to turn.
Probably. I haven't texted her back in about a few days.
Jill's starting to turn. She's starting to give you a bit more reality. Rather than bubble wrapping you.
If I said, am I your favorite?
No, remember when the last time we called her? Yeah, and she told you to go. She was like, fuck you, bitch. Nah, I'm
hamming it up for the pod.
Nah,
I'm her favorite.
Nah. She's learning. Jill's like AI, constantly evolving and learning.
You know, I forgot to tell you this. When I was at the Ralph Lauren tennis suite.
Ralph Lauren, yeah. Oh,
fuck off.
Yeah.
One of the like top head ladies came up to me and she was like, are you the poo girl?
Oh.
Because I'm now known as the poo girl from that flinging shit story. So you're the baked cum guy.
I'm baked cum boy.
And I'm the poo girl.
Oh my God.
And she would have been like, I don't know, maybe early 40s. Really like high up and I can't remember what she does, but she's so lovely. And then she's like, you're the poo girl, aren't
Perfect.
You? Great story. I was like, cool. We've got the baked cum guy and the poo girl.
Well, this is that's the level of shit that that's the podcast.
It's very on brand.
Were you surprised?
No, I've
that they took you down then, knowing that you were the poo girl, the shit flinger.
No,
huh?
And I go to this. Actually, have you ever been there?
Where
the fish and chip shop opposite the Chemist Warehouse, Fish at the Bay.
Where's that?
In Rose Bay.
No.
Dior's nodding his head. Best fish and chips in town.
Nah, the Vaucluse one's way better. Shut your mouth.
Nah. Best fish and chips in town. This guy called William and his dad own it. And I walked in, he was like, I recognise you from somewhere. He was like, I've seen some of those viral videos.
You're the shit flinger.
I'm the shit flinger.
Well, it's got a million fucking likes. So that is what you're going to be known for.
And the baked cum one had like 5 million views.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, look, that's just who we are. This is lowbrow shit.
Shit flinger and baked cum guy.
Well, I've been called worse.
Like what?
Late for lunch. Knock. Call me what you want, Lou, don't you? Call me late for lunch. Knock, sister. Knock. Is there?
Jack.
Jack who?
Jack, you're late for lunch.
You son of a bitch. You sick fuck. You're a sick fuck, Dalden.
You're a sick fuck. I've always said that about you, Dalden.
Oi, have I spun the yarn about how me and Lou went bar hopping? Have I actually spun this yarn?
When did we go bar hopping?
We went to that underground bar and the guy had a monkey in a cage.
You have spun this. And it was Dior giving him head or something.
Damn it.
Dior was giving the monkey head.
I was spinning that joke and but fuck, I was going to make it you.
Nah. You've told it before. You've got get some new jokes.
I'm not a joke man.
Well, just use my knock knocks.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Kanda.
Kanda who?
Kanda who? Nah, didn't work. Let me think of one. Let me think. No, we've got this.
Jack. Candida. Isn't that thrush? Sorry.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Little old lady.
Little old lady who?
Stop yodeling.
This is shit. This is absolute pure shit. No, stop thinking. Enough. We're doing Lulu Go Surfing.
Knock, knock.
No.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Puh.
Puh who?
Yeah, you're known as the Puh who lady. I'm happy with it.
Shut up.
Happy with it.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's actually getting to the point where I'm feeling appalled to be here with you.
Don't learn new words and bring them out on this podcast.
Oh, as if I didn't know appalled, you piece of shit.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Do you think I'm that dumb?
Yes.
That is so cruel.
It's appalling.
It is absolutely, in the words of Aristotle, despicable.
You only know the word despicable because of the movie Despicable Me. Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Lulu goes surfing on Google Chrome, This headline reads, disgruntled passenger is removed for farting excessively on American Airlines flight from Phoenix to Austin.
When were you on an American Airlines flight?
I am not a big farter.
Okay.
I'm not.
All right.
So it was forced to return to the gate. Because another traveller claimed to hear a passenger saying, you thought that was rude? Well, how about the smell?
Oh, my God.
Like, if you need to drop a bomb, it can't be stinky on a flight.
Well, let's not use the word bomb and flight in the same sentence, Louisa. Jesus Christ. Don't you remember 9/11?
I mean, a fart.
It's fucking... Is there a photo of the fucker?
As soon as he sat down, he was grumbling about something under his breath. Like, fucking hell. Because of the smell.
So, but is there a photo of the farter?
You're not going to put a photo on an article of, hey, everyone, here's the farter on the flight.
I just assume because everyone films shit on flights when there's shit going on flights, you know, no. Social media.
I think there was just a really bad smell and someone was just letting rip.
Jesus.
So a flight attendant came back and informed the farting passenger that he could not stay on the flight.
No. So they kicked him off the flight.
They returned around. You've got
no,
to
no
leave.
They didn't.
You've got to leave.
They didn't re-land the plane. Louisa, because someone farted.
It was delayed by 30 minutes because of the fart.
Imagine delaying a fucking flight from farts.
Say poos from your fart.
It's a hell of a flex.
What did he eat? To have that kind of guts to stink out an entire plane.
Probably followed the diet advice of a certain 8-year old we're very well acquainted with.
Chicken nuggets didn't affect LDD's farts.
They would have. How often do you fart a day, you reckon?
I'm not really much.
No, how often though?
I honestly don't
know. How many farts?
I honestly don't, like, honestly reckon.
When was your last poo? Tito, that's all, it works like a charm.
Are you just like a clockwork morning guy?
I'm pretty clockwork, two a day.
That's like quite impressive. A lot of people have gut issues, bowel issues.
I have heavy indigestion. But
do you take quickies?
I deep throat quickies like I'm fucking Jenna
Does it
Jameson.
Help with your bowels?
It helps with my indigestion.
So not your bowels?
No.
Why'd you bring that up then?
You asked me if I take quickies.
No, because you said I have indigestion.
And then you said you take quickies. And I said, yeah, I do. And you said, does it help with your bowels? I said, no, I help with my indigestion. You said, well, why did you talk about it? I said, because you asked me about
it. You asked me about we were talking about bowel movements, and then you decided to talk about your indigestion.
Correct, because you said, do you have bowel issues, gut issues? I said, no. I said, but I do get indigestion.
So then you took it on a different path.
What's your point?
You just...
What's your fucking point? You do this all the time. You gaslight me. For a lack of a better term, you're a gaslighter.
You are a gaslighter.
You're a gaslighter. Sweet little gaslighting angel, aren't you?
Angel of Vaucluse.
But don't you think that... Would everyone in this room agree that if anyone is too big for their boots, some cunt's telling you, he's like, yeah, man, I actually sold all my shares on the ASX and made $16 million. And you say... Great, mate. Sorry, when did you last do a poo? That's knocking anyone off a perch. Are you telling me that's not knocking you off your perch?
It's very good.
Yeah, I actually, basically, they told me I'm, you know, the youngest opera singer in Australia. I basically just signed a Broadway contract over there in America. I'm going to be on Broadway for the next 10 years. What? Now, when did you last do a little plop?
We've got a couple of meetings next week. You want to use that one?
Should I do that?
Yeah.
Remember those meetings?
We've got the CEO telling us something and you go, that's all great and good, but where did you last do a little poo-poo?
It's the most humanising.
Condescending.
It's the most humanising shit you'll ever get.
Mm. I like that one. Sorry for being mean about your indigestion.
It's fine.
You can have as many quickies as you want. I won't judge. You can do as many poops as you
Steph.
Want.
Steph knows. Quickies.
Oh, quickies.
There we go.
Got it.
Quickies, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. Big farter. Big LDD.
I'm not. Okay, this headline.
How many farts do you do a day, though?
Jack.
Because you haven't answered. Like, yes.
Honestly, not much.
I reckon I do 15.
That's quite fucked.
Is that a lot?
I'm honestly. Like,
boys?
That seems like a lot even. Come on. But I'm the only female
I'd
in this
float
room.
I around the 15 to 20, I reckon.
15 to 20?
I've never counted.
13 to 21. Oh, maybe I'll do less than 15.
Have I got a problem then? Because I honestly am not much of a farter.
You're a big 30 girl.
I reckon I'd be below 3. So I'm not kidding.
We've hung out all day. You've been farting around me. Lou, there are days when we don't leave each other's side. You're just dropping bombs right next to me. Well, you're three doing, bombs. You sick fuck, Dalton.
You're doing 15.
You're a sick fuck, Dalton.
You're doing 15 farts around me.
Yeah.
Do you just... Oh, this is gross. Do you, like, if you're in the car, just, like, lift a thigh? That's disgusting.
No, I usually pull over. Pull your legs pants behind down. The head. Yeah, pants down, legs behind the head.
Just let rip.
Yeah, but sometimes I go full Pepe Le Pew on the steering wheel. It's not great. I skunk that shit up. That's called a shart.
You got to lift the leg just in case you leave a little residue on the seat.
This is a highbrow podcast.
Oh, disgusting.
It's a highbrow podcast.
All right, next headline. Yep. Person who ate too much kebab called
farted
for ambulance.
On a plane and had to get it delayed. Okay, go. Sorry.
Person who ate too much kebab called for an ambulance in Wales. Fair enough. I know that feeling of like absolutely hooning some food.
I thought you were going to say, you know the feeling of being a whale.
Well, I did at age 8.
Correct, Amundi.
You know when you're so full? I felt like calling the ambulance at times. Why are you looking at me like that,
Come
Jay?
Now. Well, you've never been so full you've thought you were ambulance ready.
I thought I was going to die a fair few times.
From it overeating?
Yes. Being so... You see the amount I order on Uber Eats hungover? My puku's out here.
Oh, your stomach.
You need to stop thinking that word.
So, well, it just sounds
something else.
It sounds awfully similar. It's in Wales.
Yes. And then...
Too much kebab. How much fucking kebab the fat fuck eat?
Well, I could probably have 2 kebabs in a sitting. If I
How many do they have?
Just a kebab.
Just 1 kebab.
Well, that's what I assume it says. I haven't scrolled much further down. What I like to do with Lula Go Surfing Charge is both of us learn at the same time.
Okay, I like that.
I like to read the headlines and we go through it together.
I enjoy that. Yep.
Then it reads, after receiving calls on subjects as inappropriate as missing false teeth and a hand stuck in a letterbox.
Whoa, sorry. I didn't listen to that. Say that again.
Oh, great.
Sorry, I just went somewhere else. I was thinking about this person.
You're thinking about farting.
You
think about how many farts you've done today.
I'm just thinking.
How many have you done? It's 11:30.
I'm just thinking. She dropping one now? She dropped one. She let loose
I'm
here.
Not a
Have you let loose here?
I'm not a
Today?
Father.
We've been here for a few hours.
No,
is Mama Bear just dropped crop dust in the stews? It's Mama Bear walking around. I saw you go and check out the other set before. You just leaving one up there near Tobbs at the end of the
this
room.
This is fun.
Oh, I didn't realise you guys had neon lights here.
I'm in a room with 6 males and we're talking about me crop dusting the studio.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Oh, it's just, where's HR when I
it's
need
her? Just...
You're despicable.
So, continue.
Well, that's all it was.
But hold on. Is there any more information?
He just ate a kebab and called the ambulance.
Give me the fucking phone.
No, this I'll read you it. He said, this is what the transcript said. Operator. Tell me exactly what's happened. Yesterday evening we had some kebab and I may have had a little too much than I'm used to. Then this morning I've had a very painful stomach.
So you got food poisoning. Might have not have been overindulged.
No, I think he was just very full.
The next morning.
You could still be full for a few hours. You could have had a late night kebab. I often get a late night kebab. I'll be hooning a kebab at 3 a.m. and then wake up at 6.
So cute.
For a hot girl lap. Sometimes 4:30.
So cute.
I thought you woke up at 4.
Yeah,
that's weird, isn't it?
I might have a sleep in every now and then, Willie.
It's like 4:30.
What were you going to say because I said Willie at 4:30?
Nothing.
No, Jack, what? Say it. You've already spoken about how I crop dust the entire studio, so go on.
There's a whole heap of... daffodils on the screen. Imagine if Lou walks through that field. It'd be like a cartoon of them all just going, meow. Old Stinky Lou. Stinky Lou, Stinky Lucy. Cop dusters are your friends.
This is offensive.
Stinky Lou, this Stinky Lou. It comes out both ends. Be careful around Stinky Lou. She doesn't poo, she just crop dust that Stinky Lou. Stinky Lucy stinks up all the land.
Tommy hurts.
She doesn't need any help stinking. She doesn't need a hand. It's just old crop dust and Stinky Lou.
You know the bedwinners.
She farts more than three times a day. That's old Stinky Lou.
You know the bedwinners are going to take this on now and start commenting Stinky Lou.
Stinky Lou.
Triple J Hottest 100
2024. Yes. Imagine we make it for Stinky Lou.
I fucking hate all of
you. I'm actually going to write a proper Stinky. If you allow me, can I write a proper Stinky Lou song? I'm going to write that down. Write a Stinky Lou song.
Is that our next rap?
I'm going to write a Stinky Lou song, and next week I'll sing it to you. I'll sing about Stinky Lou.
Okay.
The crop dusting queen from the nether regions.
Great. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Brings a whole different meaning to Lady from the Land of the Long White Cloud.
Yeah. Yeah, the cloud just completely dissipated when Lou left New Zealand. We used to be the Land of the Long White Cloud. This one chick left, and now we're like clear blue skies every day. That's Stinky Lou. Okay. Does anyone recognise that tune? Remember that Stinky show, Okie Doke? Eddie does. Good to know.
So you've plagiarised a song?
Yeah, the tune, absolutely.
You're so unoriginal. All right, last one for you.
Yeah. Give it to us, Stinky. Fucking children. Fucking children.
Okay. Bouncy castle in Pakistan, officially dubbed the largest in the world. Go on, say it. What would Stinky Lou do, the bouncy castle?
Bouncy, next headline. Largest bouncy castle in the world had to be evacuated because a stinky New Zealander went on there and crop dusted the children. Stinky Lou, Stinky Lou. Bouncing all
they all got off the ride with a new fake tan.
Yeah. Dude, yeah.
What happened?
We've heard rumours.
What?
We've been here this whole time with our mate Stinky Lou. Stinky Lou Brown Lou with one of the great tans of all time.
Oh, don't even try to tell me that this isn't real. I don't fake tan, mate.
We've got it from good authority you do, and this is all fake.
Lick my fucking skin.
Sorry?
No.
Sorry? I beg your sorry?
It's not fake.
HR. Lick my skin.
What do you want me to do? Rub it off? Look at that. Yes, this is bronzer on my face.
Oh, you son of a...
The body?
Yeah, apparently people are talking about it all in the comments and shit, being like, that's fake. And then someone, a bedwetter, came up to me. She said she's sprayed you with fake tan.
In Australia?
Yeah.
The only spray tan I've ever had in my entire life is in New Zealand when I was 15 before my first prom.
Well, they reckon this is just... Hey, I'm the messenger. Don't shoot the messenger.
Call them. I don't get the number. I won't allow that.
They reckon it's all fake.
That is rude to Franco.
Ranko.
Because I've got this from his Italian jeans.
What sort of jeans?
They were G-Star.
G-Star,
or
yeah,
Diesel,
nice.
I think. And they were a faded blue wash.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Good mate,
for
yeah.
Stinking out.
Good for, yeah. Good, yeah, you stink out some of Franco's jeans. Yeah, they're apparently all fake.
Well, it's not true. Read it and weep right here.
Bedwetters, you be the judge, bedwetters, but that's the word on the street.
Now you know what they're going to do. They're going to go, nice Bondi Sands, Lou. Yeah. You're a fuckwit.
What?
So now I'm getting Stinky Lou and nice fake tan.
At least you don't get when you're at the cricket on the field, someone yelling out, you fucking chinless dog.
Oh, I'll probably get that, you then, fat eight-year-old. And
it's in Tamworth Country Music Festival. Hey, Judge, I think you dropped something. And I'm like, you fucking chin your dog. So, yeah, we both get it. Old Stinky Lou fake tan, they call her.
Get categories for your old man,
SLFT.
Would you?
No, hold on.
Go, get up there and get categories for your old man.
Let's discuss this jumping castle. Now, tell me what happened.
No, I want to play categories.
But we didn't get into that story.
That's all. There's nothing to it.
So why are you choosing stories with nothing to it?
Because you're just going to jump in and say Stinky Lou hotbox, the largest bouncy castle in the world.
Well, we've done that. Now I want to know the real story. Okay, well, give me the yarn, mate.
It's a tourist attraction in Pakistan. It's been named the world's largest inflatable castle by the Guinness World Records.
How big?
15,295 square feet.
Fuck, that would be fun.
It only fits 200 people. Boring.
200 is a lot for a bouncy
castle. Disagree. Could only fit 1 8-year-old Lou.
Correct.
The whole thing would be disinflated.
You got it. Do you think maybe deflated?
That's the bagger.
Think we were looking for deflated?
That's the one I was looking for.
You're going to be red hot at Scattergories today with disinflate.
Get it for your old man.
A is your letter.
Okay.
A.
Give us a countdown, Willie.
All right, in 3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 1. Pens down.
That's tough with an A, don't you reckon?
Yeah, that was hard.
Yeah, I think
that
you'll
was
be.
Really hard.
I think there'll be a bit of fighting today with my answers.
Will there be a bit of feuding?
Yeah,
I missed a fair few.
Yeah, you would, you dumbass.
Sorry,
nothing.
Okay, okie dokie. Let's see what we got there, boys.
Number one, flowers.
Didn't get it.
Aniseed. Ha. Huh?
Well, yeah.
Yes.
This is a flowering plant.
It's a flowering plant.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, it's anise, not aniseed.
Eat my shorts.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, fuck it. You got it. I didn't get any.
Number
okay.
Two, things that sparkle.
Adams.
Ass. You could put body oil on and have a sparkly ass.
Nah. Don't think so.
That's
buddy.
A stretch.
Glittery rainbow Adams.
I don't know. Do atoms sparkle?
Atoms absolutely sparkle.
Not well,
but if something is, what's everything made up of?
Are you saying atoms? Atoms or people named atoms?
Atoms.
Oh, okay.
Well, then atoms. I reckon I get ass.
You don't get ass because an ass doesn't sparkle.
Well, it does if you've got nice shiny body oil on.
No, but that doesn't matter. Fundamentally, an ass doesn't. Whereas atoms.
Well,
right?
They don't fundamentally. Some of them do, but
yeah.
Not all of them.
Well, if some of them do, they do.
So if some arses sparkle, then they all...
No, but an arse is made of skin. Skin doesn't sparkle.
I've got
sparkle.
A sparkly
arse. Nah, buddy.
Because of all that fake tan.
You guys are assholes.
Well, does it sparkle too?
I don't fake tan.
Okay.
Number three.
Well, did I get that or not?
Nah.
Boys? Well, what about sparklers?
Nah, that's too you could put atoms for every fucking answer
that's the
and
thing,
get
yeah,
it
you can
right.
Do it for every answer.
But not every answer starts with A.
Yeah, but true. For this round it does.
So there you go.
What about half a point?
Don't get it.
Wrong.
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 Voted.
Three, types of cereal.
Didn't get it.
Air Pops.
You've just made it up and
no,
I respect
I haven't.
It. I respect it.
It's an American or Swedish.
Cereal.
Cereal.
I think it's from Afghanistan.
Corn Pops. Nah, buddy.
Fuck.
Okay, fuck. It's from Afghanistan. Items you, oh, sorry.
Four, items you save up to buy.
Air Jordans.
AirPods.
Yep.
You're very clever, aren't you?
Five, otherworldly.
Aliens.
Avatar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually got confused by that. I was like, otherworldly.
I knew you would have.
Oh, okay.
Six, things that are scary.
Ants.
Anal.
You've used anal. Every A round, you've used anal.
Well, it's true.
Are ants scary?
Not what 10-day dates tell me.
Jack.
Well, he said that you were quite fine.
That is a lie.
You walked in, you said, I've just crop dusted, we're good to go.
Seven, TV shows from before you were born.
A-Team.
Augustus Gloop Goes North.
I swear to God, you know three characters, three different characters or historical figures. And it's just rinse and repeat. Fucking Augustus.
You know what my first answer
loop.
Says for flowers? What? I was going to write Aristotle. And I was like, no, actually, I know one here. So I don't get Augustus Gloop Goes North?
You do not.
Okay.
Number eight, found in the woods.
Air.
I wrote air too.
Fuck's sake.
Number nine, reasons for sending a card.
Anniversary.
Asshole alert.
No,
you're
Lou.
Like, oh, you've been a fuck bully.
No,
I'm sending you a card.
An asshole alert.
It's like, oh, you're an asshole alert.
No. This game is the best because you get to see how your brain works.
All right, number 10, things you can do in 5 minutes or less.
Archery.
Appendicitis.
Things you can do.
Well,
you can do appendicitis
no,
in 5 minutes or less.
Because if you get an appendicitis.
You're a fucking idiot.
No, if you get an appendicitis, it comes on straight away. Not surgery, Dior. The the moment it bursts.
Several hours after the obstruction, several hours, so not 5 minutes. Ugh. And it doesn't make sense. You don't do appendicitis.
Well, it happens to unless, you.
I was going to do it this
week. Unless there's a stripper or a prostitute whose name is appendicitis, then you could do it in that context.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Okay. All right.
11 places in your hometown.
Art gallery.
Apple barn.
What the fuck is an apple?
There's a place in New Zealand called the Apple Barn.
In your hometown.
Yes.
Of what? What's your hometown called?
Palmerston North.
Palmerston North. Go Apple Barn, Palmerston North. There's no such thing. What am I talking about? There's no such thing as
well,
Apple Barn.
There you go. Pick your own. Near New Zealand. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, ridiculous.
That's what I meant.
Cross
if you
it
said
out.
Apple Farm, maybe, but Apple Barn, like.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was a time restraint in my brain.
Your brain does
rough.
Go crazy.
Same amount of letters you could have written there.
It's true. Can't get that bad boy.
Right, and the last one, found in a basement.
Antiques.
Anchovies. They're in sealed cans. Your basement could
you know
partly
what?
Be your pantry.
You have a pantry
like a
basement.
Bunker. You know those yes. bunkers where they tin it up? Yeah, of course cool, you get it.
Fucking imbeciles.
Oh, God.
1, 2, 3, 4. How did I only get 5?
I got 8.
How did I only get 5? Did you
because of your
did
fucking...
Did you mark yourself air as wrong?
Oh, shit. Because of your ridiculous
answers.
Take that
answers. For your old man, would you?
And what happens? Loser. Loser takes.
Take it for your old
winner
man.
Winner Jakes. Do a little jingle for the hotline, sis.
Stinky Lou says the hotline can commence now.
Thanks, Stinker. Let's see what we got here.
Hi, boys. just want to ask you a red light, green light. Pointing out someone's pimples. Like saying, hey, you've got a zit on your face, mate. I think it's a red because I'd personally rather die than have that happen to me. Anyway, love your podcast. Boys. Goodbye.
Hi,
bye, boys.
I feel red. Like it's circumstantial. Like, 10-day date said it to me the other day, and I was just like, don't, because it was just a big little white fucker.
Big little.
Well, it was medium.
Okay, of course, yeah. No, good way to put it.
And I was like, don't. And then, but then I contradicted myself because then I go, why didn't you tell me I had a massive pimple there? And he goes, because you were like, don't last time.
Oh, Doyenta. Listen, as a man whose previous nickname was Jackney, I reckon just
don't
leave it. You know what I mean? Because yeah. One of my mates, who shall not be named, Ed Liston, used to do this to me all the time. And he's like, I used to do it on purpose because I knew you didn't like it. So when he'd be talking to me, because I used to have severe acne on my face, he'd go like this. He'd talk to me and he'd go, yeah, mate, yeah. Oh, yeah. And what are you going to do about that? And purposely look all around my
That's
face at
so
my
acne. Mean.
Yeah, he was a serial killer.
That would really hurt your feelings at that age.
To be fair, I was so used to having it. I was like, I know what this little fucker's doing. But when you'd be talking to people, like, because people can't help but look, you know what I mean? Mm. So when you're just talking to random people and they're like, yeah, mate, how you been? Yeah, good. And they'd always dart down, look at the acne.
So it's like, so mate. Sad for you.
Oh, I'm sure I'm okay.
I don't know. That would hurt yourself as an upbringing. Sorry, that made zero sense. Hurt yourself as an upbringing.
Yeah, it hurt myself it's as an upbringing. Late. It's late. It's pre-midday.
Yeah,
it's just
that's
we're
late. I get
out.
Up at 5:30, guys.
Yeah, she's a yeah.
I've
she's,
been up for hours.
It's nearly your bedtime. I'd say red.
Yeah, I'm gonna go red, but
unless it's a fucking whopper and you're like, bruh, you need to pop that. Mm. All right, next one.
Circumstantial.
G'day, fuckwits. good morning, good afternoon, good night, depending where you're listening to this and what time of the day. You should call us back. It's actually Ben and Jade. Not my sister, my girlfriend.
Josh, I love Ben.
Oh, I nearly unmatched it. Yeah, give us a call. You won't fucking do it. You fucking won't. Or I'd like a hat. I want a We Mean Well hat. We want 2 We Mean Well hats to match our, excuse me, senorita t-shirts. Thank you and good night.
That's Ben from the alcohol shop. I saw him at Beach Road on Saturday night.
You know how you will redeem all previous pranks?
If I can prank Ben.
If you can prank Ben.
What do I say? What was I going to... I was going to pretend to be from a radio show.
He'll know.
So how, what voice should I use? Hey, it's Glenda from...
Glenda.
Hey, it's Sarah from Bondi.
No, Glenda's good.
No, it's Glenda from Patron Tequila. We're just wanting to try and get some more stockists into... I think you've got to do it, Judge. He'll know it's me.
He's a listener of the show, right? He likes the show. He wants shit from the show, as we've just heard. Do we get one of the boys? Producer of the show, blah, blah, blah. You've won something or you've, you know what I mean? So cause it can't be one of us. It sounds more legit if it's Willie or Dior. And we tell
but
them.
Then the poor cunt hasn't won anything.
Correct.
Then that's just mean.
Correct.
This prank phone call's given too much thought to it.
Bit of fun.
Or Dior, no, Willie calls, but he's really mean.
Yeah, maybe. Willie, could you do it? Are you keen? Like, if we did it, it'd be like, Liz, we've just, they've heard your, they heard your fucking thing, they've left. Like, they've said to give you two hats, mate, but, like, we've literally got two left. Like, I don't really want to give them to you.
Say, can you do something for the podcast for us?
Yeah. Can you get them grogs or something? Because it's like, these are literally our last two hats. We're off you.
Yeah. Unless you want to do it.
All you, Willie.
Yeah.
Do you want to give it a go?
Yeah, fucking hell. Ben, is it?
Ben.
Yeah.
So I'm going to call and say, mate, look, listen.
We've played your hotline. Like the guys, it'll be played on Wednesday. You said you wanted two hats. They want us to give you two hats. They've left. But they don't know that we've only got two left. Like, you need to do something for us. What can you do for us, mate? Because these are the fucking last two hours.
And just keep building it. Try and make it like more and more ridiculous what he has.
Yeah, go, like, oh, we're going to need more
Are you happy
mate.
With that?
Yeah,
let's see how it goes. Fuck it.
See how it goes.
All right. I'm going to call him.
This whole hype thing and he doesn't answer.
Hello, Ben speaking.
Yeah, g'day, Ben. This is Will from the We Mean Well podcast. How are you, pal?
Good, man. How are you?
Mate, good. We just listened to your hotline. And we heard that you wanted, a couple of hats. So the guys have left, and they don't actually know that we've only got two hats left. So we were wondering, like, what can you do for us, like, in terms of what can you give us?
Oh, this is the biggest stitch up, isn't it?
But we're just like, if you can give us some beers or, like, just some grog or something, we can maybe, tit for tat kind of thing. Like, if you give us, we love tequila.
Of course, I can do
anything. Like that,
I can do anything. I can do anything.
So what do you guys do in pallets?
You guys want a pallet of beer?
Do you guys do pallets of stuff? And like maybe a mix pallet? Because we've got a couple of people who drink wine, a couple of people who drink, spirits and beers. So maybe we'll get you fitted out some stuff if we can just get, maybe like a half a pallet.
Look, do you know what I could do?
Yeah.
Dead set. This is what my family business does on top of where I work. So we could really sort you guys out.
Mate, what would that look like? Can you run us through what would that look like? What's the split? What do we get? Is it a mixed palette?
Look, I don't even know where to begin.
Mate, hook us up. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours, dude.
Yeah, no, it's, you scratch my balls, I'll scratch yours.
Mate, yeah, I've got all balls, dude. Look, trust me.
We've just been sitting here, Ben, for like 20 minutes trying to figure out what to prank you, and then we're like, he's going to know if Judge and I do it. We've got to get one as a boy.
You shouldn't have even said the podcast. I would have just fucking sorted you out anyway.
Damn it. So now we've shot ourselves in the foot.
Oh, fuck, that was good.
Fuck, that was good, Willie B.
I know. Where are you, mate?
That was good, Willie B. Because we were like, fuck, if I try and do a voice or Lou tries to do a voice, you're gonna know. And we're like, maybe if we make it more realistic, we admit that we hurt, because we did just hear your fucking hotline. It's like, we've only got two hats left, so what can you fucking do for us?
Fuck,
oh, mate,
good.
I will do whatever you guys need for those hats.
Whatever we need.
whatever you need, Daddy.
Whatever you need for Daddy.
Okay, well, Daddy wants a mixed pallet of piss.
Look, come in on Saturday morning, sort you guys out.
Okay. He's good.
Done. Kid's
Ben's
good.
Good.
Kid's good. Okay, we're sorted.
I've got you guys.
Thanks,
we'll see
Ben.
You at Soho. We'll see you at Beach Road on Saturday night.
Oh, for sure.
100%.
We'll be there.
All right, love you guys.
Love you. Bruh. Bye.
Willie, that was good stuff.
Oh, that was very good.
Willie, that was wholesome stuff.
You're very good, aren't you?
That's good. Yeah, we'll just sort you out.
Almost got a palate.
I love that you went for the palate.
When you said the palate, I was trying to hold in the laughter. Fuck, that was good.
You scratch my balls, I'll scratch yours.
All right, give us another one.
Do you reckon we could actually get a palate off the kid?
I mean, you probably can't do that for us, Jarge, but we could try.
Well, I think Willie deserves half the palate for that effort.
Agree.
Palate appears.
G'day, fuckhead. I've got a bit of a fucking yarn for you. I've got a one-year-old at home. He's mine. I didn't take him. He's my boy. And he's at that few days now where he's starting to say a couple of things, and he's saying, like, dada and papa and stuff like that. He's not saying mama yet, which is fucking hilarious because his mother doesn't like that. Anyway, he said dada the other day, and without hesitation, I went straight back at him and went, oh, and dada, by the way. So thanks for that. Anyways, keep up the good work. Love you a lot. Keep to bed.
Love you, bro.
Oh, that's incredible.
Thank you also for specifying that the one-year-old you had at home was indeed yours.
Not stolen.
That just sounds to me like it might be stolen. Like the kid might be stolen.
Dada.
By the way, it is my child.
By the way.
I think if you've got to specify the child home is yours, it very well might be a kidnapped child.
You reckon?
Well, you don't need to specify that.
I think it was for a gag.
Great observation, Lou.
I think it was a gag for the bedwetters.
The bedwetters know all about
it. All right, give me one more.
I'm giving you two.
I don't have time.
Okay.
Hey, Lou, guess what? You're on fucking speakerphone. Ha ha. Suck shit. Also, where the fuck is Jeeves gone? I miss that time. Righto. Who wrote?
Jeeves is always here.
I don't know if you guys know this. Jeeves is always just off camera, just behind.
Holding a tray.
Holding silverware. It is silverware from the 1600s. It's medieval Irish silverware. And he always has to prep her. It's like a meal post podcast.
He wears a little penguin tuxedo.
That's a tux. Jeeves, is the food nearly done? You know what happens if it's not,
the sashimi, mate. And then... spicy tuna roll?
Buddy, you know what happens if it's not. It's nearly done.
Thanks, Jeeves.
It's nearly done, Lou. Just come down.
I'd evacuate after because stinky Lou, obviously.
Well, evacuate your bowels, absolutely, of the gas that's in there. Old stinky Lou.
Get fucked. Ciao, ciao. Mwah.
Again. Hooroo.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.